You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection, where intuitive healing connects with everyday living. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth energy healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process so they can find freedom from their emotional pain, heal from their past, and find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your emotional past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own spiritual truths, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and to help you discover your own intuitive healing connection. And welcome to this week's podcast. I'm so excited that you're here, and I get to talk about something today that is so near and dear to my heart. It really is the basis of all the healing work that I do, of everything that I talk to people about, of all of the sessions, coaching, and my work on myself as well. So what are we talking about today? Well, it's self-worth. This really is the foundation for everything that we do. Because here's what I've realized is that everything comes down to what we feel we are worthy of. And every situation in our life, every relationship, our money, everything that we have comes down to what we feel that we are worth. And believe it or not, we put ourselves in a box. We put ourselves in these little containers and say, this is all we can have because of, and we don't do it on a conscious level. We do it on an unconscious level. And we tell ourselves unconsciously, this is all we can have. This is all we can do because this is what we deserve. And we even spend so much time putting it out there to the universe, reminding ourselves, see, I told you, you know, when situations happen that aren't what we wanted them to be, or relationships come in or relationships end, or people take advantage of us. See, I told you, this is all I get. This is all I deserve. And I want to stop the madness in all of this. This is kind of my goal for this year, I think, is like stopping the madness in all of this, because this simply isn't true. This is never the way that it was designed to be, because what happens is we're growing up, and we go through situations and family beliefs and cultural beliefs and religious beliefs. And we start piling on all these beliefs, and we start telling ourselves this is all we can have. And then we go through situations that are hard. And, you know, we have things that happen to us growing up, and things that even happen to us in our adult world. And we think, geez, this must be all that I get. This is all that I deserve. This is all that I can have, because this is what keeps coming to me. What's happening is that our energy says, this is all you can have. This is what you get. This is what you're telling the universe that you deserve. And I don't want anybody to feel shameful here, or it's just the way that the human mind is, just the way that our energy field works. You know, I have been doing this healing work for a long time, and let me explain it a little bit better, because I don't want anybody to go, oh my gosh, she's calling me out on my shit. I am kind of calling you out on your shit, but I also want to do it in such a loving and kind way that you understand that, for one, everything that you have believed up to this point has been perfect for you. All the situations, all the things that you have went through, they're fine. It's how exactly you're exactly where you need to be. But I also want you to understand that you can change this, and you can move through this. And you can do so many different things. At the time of recording this, I've just spent my morning recording a self-worth makeover class. And I freaking love it. I'm so excited to have it out there into the world here. And because I really want to help everyone, I want to help the world see that when we know who we are, our world changes. When we understand that we matter and that you can take up space here, that you should be big and bold and bright and showing up in the world in a different way, you show up in the world a different way. When you understand that you are worthy of money, and that God in the universe wants you to have money, and he wants you to be successful and to have all the things that you want, and that you are, that you should go do those things. When you understand that on an energetic level, the world has to come back for you. The world has to, that energy comes back and it brings it all to you. Because what we understand about ourselves is what we get back from the world, back from the energy world, back from people. You know, our energy sends out a big, strong message. Our energy is loud. Even though we're not hearing it, our energy is loud out into the world, and it sends a message out into the world, and it brings back those things to us. And the more healing work that we can do and clean up our garbage, the more we can let go. It's not even that you're broken. It's just that things happen. Shit happened along the way, and you created a new belief system for yourself. Because the truth is, you are already worthy. The truth is, you are already enough. The truth is, you don't have to go out into the world and prove yourself to anybody. You don't have to say the right things and do the right things every day and, you know, get up early and exercise and be perfect and look amazing in order to be worthy in this world. Because your infinite worth has nothing to do with any of that. You are already worthy. It's whether or not you're going to choose to tap back into that infinite energy of abundance and love and worth and all the beautiful things that you can have if you choose to tap back into that and make that your belief. Make that the next part, because the truth is you've been believing a whole lot of other things. You know, I have, when people come and see me, this is what usually happens. They make an appointment and they come and see me, or they sign up for my coaching program and they're like, I really don't know why I'm here, but I know that I need to make a change. And I giggle every time because I know why they're there. I'm not giggling at them. It's because I know something that they don't know. And I see in them this greatness, and I see in them this potential that they haven't even tapped into yet. And I see their hurts, and I see their sorrows, and I see their struggles. But I know that there's something different for them. And I am beyond excited at this point because they came to me. And I know that I can help them. And I know that I can help move this heavy bullshit lie energy out of the way and help them tap back into their greatness. And that is what I am here to do. This is what I am designed to do. This is what I have been placed on this earth to do. This is what I signed up to do. And I know that I signed up to do it. I have made promises to my guides and to my people. You know what? Send me in, tag me in, because I'm ready to go. And it's not always easy to be in this space, but I do it because I want you to succeed. I want my clients to succeed. I want myself to succeed. And I want myself to understand that there is more to this life than the bullshit low life stories that we tell ourselves. Those are not your truth. They were never your truth. The truth is that you had situations that happened. And when we are kids, we tell ourselves stories to make sense out of the nonsense. We tell ourselves stories so that we can understand why your dad was absent in your life, or why your mom treated you the way that you did, why she left, why a parent passed away, why whatever happened to you. We make up stories because we have to make sense out of the nonsense. But what happens is we make those stories about us, in our worth, in what we must deserve here. This must be all I deserve. My mom left me. She never came back when I was 5. This must be what I deserve. I must not be good enough for my own mother to want to stay and raise me. My, you know, whatever the story is, my alcoholic father, he beat the shit out of me every day. This must be what I deserve. Now, I'm not downplaying anything that you have been through. I want you to understand those are hard things to go through. You did the very best that you knew how, but I promise you, there's a different way to look at it. I promise you, there's a different way to see it. And that's where I come in, because I have this beautiful ability of helping you to see your past differently and to see yourself differently and to work through yourself, your feelings about what you deserve and what you don't deserve differently. Just because you told yourself one story doesn't mean we can't change it and tell yourself a different story. And this is the part about healing that I freaking love, because I get to do this every freaking day. I get to step in and remind you who you are, remind you that you are worthy, remind you that you're here for a reason, and that it is so much bigger than what you even see. The glorious thing that I love about doing this work is that when I help you see that, when you truly start to embody that and see that for yourself, that's when you go out and do things that you've always wanted to do. Suddenly you're starting businesses and you're stepping into the spiritual light and you're coming out of the spiritual closet and you're doing good shit in this world, because we need more people who are willing to do that. We need more people who are willing to stand up and see the goodness in humanity, see the goodness in people, not from a judgmental point of view and not from putting people down, but from understanding that they've been through hard stuff and it's okay. It's created the beautiful soul that they are today. You know, we all have had hard things that we have been through. None of it feels easy. It doesn't feel easy. I've been through my share. The reason that I do this work is because I've been doing my own healing work for so long, and I could not step back and not share it with the world. I had to let other people see. I had to let other people understand. Oh my gosh, there is so much hope out there. There's so much more to life than what you see. There's so much more to life than just these little glimpses of yourself that you get. And you are so much bigger than you even know. You're so much bigger than that. But we need to get back in and remember who we are. It's not that you were ever broken. It's not that you were ever not good enough. You've always been good enough. It's just that we recreated these stories because of our past. So, you know, how do we get through these? This is where I use inner child healing a whole lot. And we go back in, recreate those stories for ourselves, give ourselves what we need. We don't have to relive everything that happened. I've been working with people for a long time. They've been through very traumatic things. I've dealt with people who've been through sexual abuse, abuse of all different kinds, you know, emotional, physical. They're all out there. I've dealt with many people on many different levels. We don't have to go back and relive these. What we do is go back and give ourselves what we needed to hear back then, so we can shift the energy inside of our bodies, because we carry all of these memories. We carry all of this heaviness. We carry all of these shames. Even as an adult, if you've had things that have happened to you, if you've had been through serious things as an adult, we carry that shame and sadness with it. And we go out into the world holding our head down low, not really allowing ourselves to step out and become who we are, because we're embarrassed, because we're ashamed, because we think that we are less than. And that was never our truth. That is never your truth. You are enough. Sitting right here today, everything that you were doing is enough. As you sit here in your chair today, as you're listening to me in your car or wherever you're at today, you are enough. You've always been enough. It's when you decide that you're enough, when you work through enough of your stuff, that you can start holding your head high again and realize, you know what? I don't have to put up with abuse. I don't have to put up with any of this. I can put in my boundaries. I can do all of these things because I deserve that in my life. And I deserve to have my peace, and I deserve to find my peace. And this is what really stepping into your true self offers you. You can have that each and every day. You can have that space inside of yourself each and every day, knowing that you matter and you don't have to show up for everybody else. Now you get to show up for you. You get to be you. You get to do you the way that you want to do life. You get to make your own decisions and be your own self because that's what you want to do. And that right there is where the freedom comes in. But we have to clear out some of the garbage to get there, because it's not just as easy. I can sit here and tell you all of this, but it's when you start to believe it. It's when you start to see it, when you start to know it, that's when changes happen. That's when we quit worrying about what everybody thinks about us. And we just start doing what we want to do. People are going to think what they want to think, no matter what you do. You know, spending all that energy worrying about it is a waste of energy. It's a waste of time, because it doesn't matter. They're going to do what they want to do, just like you get to do what you want to do. But we have to rediscover ourselves. We have to do all of these beautiful, the work behind it, so that we can step into this new place. How do we do that? Well, I go through all of the steps for you in my self-worth makeover course. But the way that we kind of get there is really setting with yourself and asking yourself, you know, when did I decide that I was unworthy of whatever it is that you're working on? When did I decide that I didn't matter? When did I decide that my feelings didn't matter? We have to really start acknowledging ourselves and asking ourselves good questions. We cannot judge ourselves or shame ourselves in this situation. Absolutely not. That is not healing. This isn't about judgment. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I thought that all these years. Not that your mind won't think that, but you don't want to go to that place of shaming yourself. You've had enough shame in your life. We don't need to shame ourselves anymore. What you have been through has been rough for you. It has been hard for you. Acknowledge that, but also know that there's a different side of this and you can change the story. You can change the situations that you've been in. You can change the way that you feel about, let me reword that. Can't necessarily change the situations that you've been in, but you can change the way you feel about the situations that you have been in and how you view them and how you view yourself because of what you have been through. You are not broken. You are enough. You were never broken. You've had some serious shit happen. I get it. I hear you. I can hear a lot of you in my head right now saying, she doesn't get it. She doesn't understand. I totally get it because I've lived it. I do this work every single day on myself. I have been through many, many things in my life that I've had to heal from. And I continue to do my healing work every single day. I continue to work with a healer myself. And I work through this process every single day because I want to be the best version of myself. I want to remember every single day that I am worthy and that I can have all the amazing things that I want in life. Because when I move that stuff out, that's when I can grow. That's when my business grows. That's when I decide that I'm worthy of bigger and better things. That's when I decide that I can step into myself and step into my boundaries and hold my boundaries tight with people and be okay with that. That's when I can let go of judgments from other people. Everything starts with this self-worth, and the rest of it works itself out along the way when you remember who you are. I want you to hear me when I say that. This is the work. This is what needs to happen. This is where the shift happens. And when you do your work and quit blaming everyone else and take responsibility for the work, for yourself, for your life, that's where you're going to change. That's where the shift happens. But we have to bring it back, not out of judgment again. I'm going to say it again. No judgment, no shame, none of that. We just bring it back and go, what do I need to shift? What do I need to do so that I can see this differently? So that I can see myself differently? So I can see my life differently? Because I don't believe you've made any mistakes. I don't believe that you've made wrong decisions. I don't believe that people in your life are wrong for you. I know you're like, yeah, but it didn't turn out well. So what? It's created the person that you are today. And when we can make peace with all of it and know that all of it is perfect for us, you're going to feel so much ease, so much peace, so much love, so much compassion for yourself and the things that you've been through. That right there is beautiful. Just learning to bring in that compassion and that love for yourself and know, you know what? I did the very best that I knew how. And that's all anybody can ask for. I've done the very best that I can. I've shown up the very best that I can to this point. And now I see that, you know what? I can move some of this and I can do better. Not because I'm not worthy, but because I want to do better. I want to show up differently. I want to show up differently for my family. I want to show up differently for the people in my life. I want to show up differently for myself. Because when you understand that you matter, you understand all the things, that's where your life shifts in a big, big way. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want for all my clients, because I know that it's possible. It absolutely is possible. I watch it happen every single day. And it's not about perfection. You don't have to shift everything to get where you want to go. It's not about perfection in any way. It's about starting to do the work and doing more of the work and doing more shifting and getting more clear and releasing more garbage and releasing even deeper garbage and peeling off the layers. I look at this healing work like peeling off the layers of an onion. Yeah, you can go cut that onion in half. It's still got all the layers. And we work through each one of those layers as you're ready to do it, as you're ready to release it, as you're ready to let go. Because we're not ready to just go let go of everything. We have to go work through it in a way that you're ready to do it and ready to see it. And the more layers we peel back, the more you are ready to see it, the more you are okay with stepping in the fact that that's where you've been. It doesn't define who you are. This is no longer your story. You get to rewrite a new story every single freaking day if that's what you want to do. We don't have to stay stuck in our stories. We don't have to stay stuck in the past. There's always hope. There's always a way to move through. There's always a way to do our healing work. And there's always a way to develop on a different level. And that's what I want you to hear today. This is the most important piece in anything that you will do, when you can remember who you are and why you matter, your life will change in amazing freaking ways. I've watched it happen in myself, just like I said, and will continue. I will continue to change. I will continue to grow. I will continue to do the work, because what we're really doing is growing into our spiritual self. And that's how I view this work. I view this as really remembering, rediscovering yourself on a spiritual level here in the physical world. And the more that we can tap into that and discover our spiritual self, the better your life is going to feel, the better you are going to feel. The more heaviness you let go out of your body, the less sickness you're going to have. You're going to lose weight. You're going to do all the things that your physical body needs, because you're going to let go of the heavy shit. Our belief systems that tell us that we're not good enough are heavy in our body. They're heavy in our soul. They keep us low. They keep us in a low vibration. And the more we can let that stuff go and really remember who we are, the better you're going to feel. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Go check out my new course. You can find it on my website. I'm excited to help people on a different level. This course that I have recorded has been something that was only found in my coaching programs. Now you get parts of it here that you can go watch and do your own work. So go check that out. If you're interested in doing some healing with me, I would love to meet with you. I would love to help you rediscover yourself, because that's what this work is all about. So I hope this has been helpful today. Have an amazing day. And I will see you again on the next podcast. Remember that you matter, and I love you. Bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me by email at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. You can also find the full podcast videos on my YouTube channel as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. If you are interested in working with me, or you would like more information about any of the healing programs that I offer, you can find that information on my website at GinaStroll.com. And of course, don't forget that sharing is caring. Share this podcast with a friend and help spread the healing energy around the world. Thank you for listening and joining me today, and I can't wait to connect up with you again.